Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Billy DeMars. Batting second. The left fielder, Dick Kokos. Batting third. The center fielder, Roy Sievers. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ken Wood. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Don Lenhart. Batting sixth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Leo Thomas. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Owen Friend. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Starr. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Dick Starr. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The left fielder, Paul Lehner. Batting third. The right fielder, Elmer Vallo. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bob Dillinger. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Gene Markland. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Guerra. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Alex Kellner. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Alex Kellner. And now, play ball. Billy DeMars is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMars hits a fly ball into left field. Lehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokos hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kokos. Joost reaches second base with a double. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wood. Lehner reaches second base with a double. Joost scores. It's 1-0, Athletics. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lehner moves to third. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-0, Athletics. Stubby Overmyer now pitching. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thomas fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Gene Markland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markland bunts towards the mound. Overmyer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ken Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart strikes out. Two outs. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, With the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMars scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alex Kellner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellner hits a fly ball into center field. Sievers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Joost hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Lehner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Friend scoops it up and throws to first, with Overmeyer covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Leo Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Owen Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Stubby Overmeyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Overmeyer takes first base on ball 4. Billy DeMars is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMars is 0-for-1 in the game. DeMars hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Vallow takes first base on ball 4. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Vallow. The throw from Lawler and he is safe. Vallow steals second. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Fain strikes out. One out. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dillinger hits a fly ball into right field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. Chapman hits a fly ball into center field. Sievers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokos is 0-for-1 in the game. Kokos hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dillinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-1 in the game. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger juggles the ball. That's an error on Dillinger. Ken Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-1 in the game. Wood hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-2, Athletics. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 0-for-1 in the game. Lenhart hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. Lawler hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lehner. Lawler reaches second base with a double. Leo Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Owen Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend is 0-for-1 in the game. Friend hits a fly ball into left field. Leaner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Gene Markland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markland is 0-for-1 in the game. Markland hits a fly ball into center field. Severs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 0-for-1 in the game. Guerra hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alex Kellner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellner is 0-for-1 in the game. Kellner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Overmeyer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Stubby Overmeyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Overmeyer is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Overmeyer hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Vallo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy DeMars is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMars is 0-for-2 in the game. DeMars hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokos is 0-for-2 in the game. Kokos strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Juist is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Juist is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Juist takes first base on ball 4. Paul Leaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leaner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Leaner hits a fly ball into center field. Severs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vallo hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wood. Vallo reaches second base with a double. Juist goes all the way around to score. Vallo moves to third. It's 5-2, Athletics. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Fain hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vallo scores. It's 6-2, Athletics. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dillinger strikes out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-2 in the game. Chapman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fain moves to second. Gene Markland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markland is 0-for-2 in the game. Markland hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Roy Severs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severs is 0-for-2 in the game. Severs hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Wood hits a line drive towards short. Juist reaches out and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 0 for 2 in the game. Lenhart hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Browns 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Widmer now pitching. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 0 for 2 in the game. Guerra hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Widmer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Alex Kellner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellner is 0 for 2 in the game. Kellner hits a fly ball into center field. Severs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Joost takes first base on ball 4. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Lehner hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-2, Athletics. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Vallo hits a fly ball into center field. Severs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Lawler hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-3, Athletics. Leo Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. Lehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Owen Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend is 0 for 2 in the game. Friend hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lehner. Friend reaches second base with a double. Bill Summers pinch hits for Al Widmer. Bill Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Joost. Friend moves to third. Billy DeMars is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMars is 0 for 3 in the game. DeMars hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Friend scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 8-4, Athletics. Dick Kokoz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokoz is 0 for 3 in the game. Kokoz takes first base on ball 4. Summers moves to second. Roy Severs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severs is 0 for 3 in the game. Severs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Browns 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Russ Bowers now pitching. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Fain hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wood. Fain reaches second base with a double. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Dillinger hits a fly ball towards right. Wood settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Wood. Fain scores. Dillinger moves to third. It's 9-4, Athletics. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dillinger scores. That run is unearned. It's 10-4, Athletics. Gene Markland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markland is 0-for-3 in the game. Markland bunts towards the mound. Bowers fields it and throws to first for the out. Chapman moves to second. One out. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 0-for-3 in the game. Guerra hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMars scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alex Kellner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellner is 0-for-3 in the game. Kellner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chapman scores. That run is unearned. It's 11-4, Athletics. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and two walks. Joost takes first base on ball 4. Kellner moves to second. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Lehner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Sievers. Lehner reaches second base with a double. Kellner scores. There goes Joost trying to get to home. Sievers throws the ball into DeMars, who relays the ball to Lawler, who tags Joost, who came all the way from first, for the out. That run is unearned. It's 12-4, Athletics. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 12, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Ken Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Wood hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Guerra settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 0-for-3 in the game. Lenhart takes first base on ball 4. Shurm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Lawler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lenhart moves to second. Leo Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Owen Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Friend hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 12, and the Browns 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Vallo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bowers fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Dillinger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fain moves to second. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thomas fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 12, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Tom Upton pinch hits for Russ Bowers. Tom Upton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Markland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy DeMars is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMars is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got one RBI. DeMars hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Leaner. DeMars reaches second base with a double. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokos is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Kokos takes first base on ball 4. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0 for 4 in the game. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields it and throws to second for the out. DeMars moves to third. Two outs. Ken Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Wood hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 12, and St. Louis Browns, 4. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.